This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's a beautiful day in Texas. we don't have rain today. The temperatures, of course, are going to be warm, but we're used to that.
Well, yeah. Getting into the warm season. Next weekend, I think, is Memorial Day weekend. Last weekend was Mother's Day weekend, so we're right in that spot. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
All right. How are we for policies? I know last week you were talking about you were scoping out some new policies to bid on. How is all that fleshing out?
Well, it's looking like we've got one that's $2 million. We still don't know about that $4 million policy. I'm hoping we get them. We'll know this next week if we got those. If we do, we're going to fill them and get everybody on the road. And, you know, I was just thinking, the people that have policies that's went over, these were policies that were written several years ago. These are not policies that were done in the last 2 to 3 years. Because all the policies in the last 2 to 3 years are coming in fine. So if they would take another chance, you know, I know that they may not want to, but if they would reconsider, instead of just keeping all the cash there, reconsider doing one that has the new LEs, that has the new people doing the LEs, I think they'll be pleasantly surprised, and I think they'll come due on time, and they're going to be happy. But ask them to just try one policy.
Yeah,
not
you know,
a whole bunch.
You've made
try one and see if it works.
There's been a whole lot of improvements. Really, it seems like things just got all of a sudden, like a lot of things came together all at the same time. You know, like the LEs, the people on staff, the scientists that are on board, all these things kind of came together all at once. And it seems like it's a totally different, I don't want to say a different game, but a totally better process now than even it was, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. So a lot of things have happened.
I think it's a lot better than it was 3 years ago. It's a lot better, better than 4 years, because we know we had a lot go over. And the reason they went over, the people just weren't doing as good a job as they are now. And now we're not having that. We know we had several, $3 million, $4 million, and a $5 million one come due in January and February. So we had some big policies that did mature. People have made a lot of money. So they've got a lot of cash in their accounts.
Yeah.
And we've got one more, a $3 million one, that we're waiting on the check now. That's the Campbell policy. And it should be, and I would think, any time. And so they'll have, you know, another $3 million total in their accounts. But, you know, I know that they get disheartened if they go over, then they think, oh, well, until all these come in, you know, we're not gonna invest anything. But other people do, and they just keep going, and it works.
Yeah, and when they don't reinvest, they've got a chunk of money just sitting there. They might as well have it in a policy, especially with the improvements and the new processes and the new systems that are in place. Might as well put that to work instead of just sitting there doing nothing, really.
That's what I think. I think they should take a chance, do one policy. Don't do it. We're not asking you to do a lot. Do one policy the way it is now and see if it comes in on time.
Yeah. It's just, it's, I know that, you know, you've been really excited about the things that have happened. And I think now, you know, when you were bringing all these things on board, you know, bringing in the scientists, bringing in the new, you know, processes and all that, you were really excited about it when you were first introducing these things. And now that you've got like some actual policies under your belt and we see the results and we see that, you know, things are coming in a lot more, I guess, on time or when they're expected to, it seems like really just the whole process as a whole has gotten better. So it's a win-win for everybody. So
I think it is too, and it's working a lot better. And another thing I didn't mention the other day when we were talking about these annuities, they do still have the bonus for a little while.
Really?
I went back and looked again, and there is 14 choices of investments on that. Now, that's unheard of. There's 14 different things you can invest in.
Wow.
So that really brings your what you're going to make up a lot because you're diversified. I mean, how many people can give you 14 choices?
That's incredible.
So you've got 14 choices on that. And you've still got that 9% bonus that first year in addition to what you make, and then 9% every time you put more money in it.
Wow. That's cool. I just kind of assumed that the bonus was a limited time and it would be done by now, but it's cool that it's still going on.
I did too, but it looks like they've extended it two or three more weeks from what I heard this morning.
Wow.
It looked, I got an email and it said it was still going. So I figured they're going to run it another couple of weeks.
All right. For those who kind of maybe missed out on the bonus, didn't quite hear about it, how does it work? It's an extra 9%. On top of
that first year.
Yeah.
Yes, on top of what you make that first year. So you get the 9% plus whatever you make. If you make 8%, 6%, 10%, that's in addition to that, the bonuses. Then every year, if you're contributing every year, you're going to get another 9% bonus on top of everything else every year. And like these young people I just did, they're going to be putting money in it monthly every year. So every time they do, they're getting that 9% bonus all the time in addition to what they're making. So that is, I think, a really great idea.
That is fantastic. And you've had a lot of people that have called up and taken advantage of that thing, right?
Yes, we did a lot of them, more than I thought would do it. But a lot of people took time out from their busy schedule. They came over, they signed up, we sent their money in, and it's a done deal.
Hmm. So even those who are maybe a little bit unsure or uncertain about, you know, getting back into life settlements, the annuity, especially with the bonus that's going on right now, is another great alternative, even though you still recommend
it is. It's a great alternative because you know where your money is at all time. It cannot go down. It's compound interest. You don't pay taxes on it until you take it out. That's a heck of a deal.
Yeah.
So no matter what you make, it's not taxed till you start taking your payments out.
Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those kind of situations where an annuity, you kind of set it and forget it. You don't really worry about it. You don't have to do anything with it. It doesn't take a lot of involvement. Life settlements are a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more, I don't want to say people have to like engage with it, but you know, because you're not doing any, it's not like you get up in the middle of the night and have to, you know, check your portfolio or do anything. It's just really, it takes a little bit more, how would you say it? It takes a little bit more involvement or activity just to get it started, but after that, you just wait for it to mature. Is that a good way to put
That's right.
Okay.
And you can, yes, and you can change it every year. I mean, you've got 14 choices, and you can see each year which one's making the most, and that's what you want to invest in. So you can spread your risk out so much, and yet it doesn't go down. It mirrors the stock market, but it's never directly in the stock market. So you have an opportunity to make good money. Everybody's ever been in an annuity, if it's a fixed-rate annuity, has loved them. Because they're solid. Anybody that just wants a solid investment to forget, this is it. Mm-hmm. And you get paid good money, and when you get ready for it, it's always there. It will even pay in a nursing home. Let's say that something did happen to you 5 or 10 years from now. You can take this money 100% out of the annuity and use it.
Really?
And that's a lot cheaper than buying nursing home care. Nursing home care is really expensive.
Yeah, it is.
I had a client several years ago want me to sell him a policy. I said, I don't think so. I said, we better do annuities, because annuity, you can take all that money out and use it. And the premiums on long-term care are very high because so many people have went to nursing homes. Years ago, they miscalculated that. I never will forget. There was a company almost went broke in Kansas City because the model they used shows that there's only a small percentage going to go to nursing home in the next 10 years. And they were wrong. Like 20% more went.
Whoa.
And it almost broke them.
Wow, that's a big difference.
It was a big difference. And that's why they charge so much for those, because they figure you're going to be there 10 years.
Hmm.
And so their exposure is really great. So the best thing to do is do an annuity. If you need it, it's there. If you don't, you just keep making your interest.
Either way, you're completely free of anything that's going on in the world stock market. You're free of, you know, any kind of world things, disasters, war, whatever happens. Those kinds of things will affect like the stock market and stuff. But either way, whether it's a life settlement or an annuity, you're completely independent of that and your bottom's not going to fall out. Your principal is always going to be protected, right?
That's right. Your principal is always going to be there. And then your interest is, because it locks it in every year. So whatever you make during the year, it's not going to go backwards on you or sink. They will put that in your account at the end of each year. And it locks in at that time. It can never be taken back from you.
All right. And there's never a bad time to get into, you know, like, well, okay, so if people are looking at real estate, you know, there's times, there's seasonal things, good times, bad times to get into real estate, good times, bad times to get into the stock market. With annuities or life settlements, either one, there are no bad times to get involved. Doesn't matter what's happening, right?
An annuity is always a good time.
Yeah.
There's never a bad time for annuities. Cool. Everybody that I have that has annuities have still got them. So I think that speaks a lot for an annuity.
Yeah, cool.
And over the years, they've taken out more. Some of them have switched from one company that we put them with to another company, back and forth. And then we've had people come back that had annuities years ago. They ran out. And now they've come back and put a substantial amount with us.
Because they did so well.
They did so well. They put their retirement with us now.
Hmm. Cool.
And that's that could amount to a lot of money.
Yeah. The last thing you want to do is get ready, and then all of a sudden around, you know, 75, something happens and you've got to go back to work or start working back when you're 80 or something like that. You don't want to do that. You want to make sure you're solid. And you've seen people that have been in the stock market before that have actually had to go back to work in their 70s, right?
I have, and it's not funny.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, your brain says, I want to go home and take a nap.
Yeah. Your bones say, lay down, rest for a while. But with annuities and life settlements, you don't have to worry about that. So this is a good time. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
It's about a little girl. There's a little girl named Harper Heath. She's born in Dallas, Texas, in 2013. When this little girl started talking and walking, she made her five older brothers laugh all the time. She's just funny. That's all there is. And she was always in the spotlight, always performing with them. She had a huge personality. And when she was 3 years old, her mother said, I might just sign her up. So they went and signed her with a talent scout at 3 years old. Can you imagine?
Wow. That's early.
And from the moment she was born, they could see that she had this huge personality. And she was making them laugh all the time. So Lindy Heath signed her up with a talent agent when she was three. She did her first commercial right after that. At 3 years old, she was making commercials.
It's impressive.
And she was a natural. Her first commercial led to other acting opportunities. She did her first feature film at 7 years old.
Wow, really?
Can you imagine? Oh, yeah. And she's done six since then big roles, and her role that she's just got is called Love and Death. And the mother says that they laugh all the time. She never gets an audition unless we're on vacation. And auditions now are self-taped. They're not like the old ones where you had to go in front of them. And when they got the call this time, they just set up a camera in the hotel room where they were, and she did it. And her acting coach tweaked it a little bit, but they just submitted the tape, and they forgot about it. Well, they got back home. Mother was cooking dinner, and the phone rang. And the agent asked, "Is Harper right next to you? You got Love and Death." The
wow.
little girl said, "I was screaming my head off. I couldn't believe it." She said it was the most fun thing she ever did. And I don't know if you're familiar with Love and Death. It was based on a true murder mystery in Wiley, Texas.
Really?
Yes. Now, they're filming it in Austin for some reason. I don't know why. But this is the story of Candy Montgomery, who was having an affair with her husband, with her best friend's husband, Betty Gore's husband. Well, they got into a fight, and Betty Gore was killed, the wife. And, you know, they took her to trial, and she was exonerated.
Really?
Yeah, killed the wife, and they said something about that she was having to save herself, that the wife was trying to kill her, and she fought back to save her life.
Wow.
And she didn't even go to jail.
That's amazing.
And so now they've made a movie of it. They've waited this many years. And this little girl plays the daughter of this Betty Gore. And remember, she's just turning nine. And they got her all these vintage 1980 wardrobes. So she gets to play the part of the little girl. I didn't even remember they had children. But it took 5 months to make the movie. This little girl was stayed right there, and she had a tutor and kept her studies up. But now they're back in Dallas, and she's horseback riding again, cheering and tumbling. And the mother says when they got back, they're driving down the road in Dallas, and Harper asked, "Okay, now what? What's my next project?" It's just like a nine-year-old, isn't it?
Wow.
And her mother said, "We're going home, and you're going back to school and horseback riding and the things that you love." And she said, "You know, I'm dreaming. I'd like to do a feature film with horses," she said. She has five brothers, five older brothers. Can you imagine?
Jeez. Wow.
And from the time she was born and could walk and talk, she started entertaining the family with her big personality.
Wow. She's done more before nine than most of us do in our whole life.
More than anybody I ever heard of. You know, I've never heard of a little girl starting at three.
No, me neither. Wow.
And she loved it. She loved the spotlight. She loved entertaining people. And she's just funny. That's all there is to it.
And
she's been in a lot of films now, but she's done so many commercials. I haven't ever looked for her on commercials, but I'm going to now. Her name is Heather Heath, and y'all need to look for her in this movie, Love and Death, which is coming out on HBO.
Wow.
And you know, it's a little Dallas girl, 9 years old.
Well, I'm going to have to look for that now.
I thought that was so cute. And I would have never suspected that anybody could get into acting at three.
Me neither. When did they say when it comes out, or is it? It's not out yet, right?
Yeah, it's coming out right away because they just finished it, and she came home, and HBO says it's coming up.
I'll have to look for that because there's so much out there. It's like you miss a lot of what's there. And so now that it's like on our radar, we can like seek it out and find it. But that's really, really cool. That would be great to watch knowing that whole backstory.
Yeah, knowing that somebody from Dallas is in it, and it's a true story, happened in Wiley, Texas, years ago, in the 80s. I didn't even remember what year it happened, but it made all the Dallas papers when it happened. Everybody kept up with the trial because it was a big deal in a little bitty town for someone to kill somebody, especially one woman killing another one and killing the wife. And you would have thought she'd went straight to jail forever, but she didn't.
And then
the husband didn't want any more to do with her after she killed his wife.
No.
Yeah. I mean, his wife is gone. That's such a tragedy. Wow. I never could understand it. But they said they were in the house, in the laundry room, and had this terrible fight. And the woman said she's just protecting herself.
I'm sure I heard about it, but for some reason I don't even remember this story. So.
Oh yeah, I never did forget. I don't think most people around here, you could ask them, and they would remember it. They wouldn't remember the details, but I think everybody remembers that the mistress killed the wife, which is hard to believe, and they both had children, and that she was tried right here. And that they didn't think it was murder because the women were fighting and they were on the floor. They said when it happened, they were on the floor fighting each other.
Wow. You know, what's kind of interesting is when you talk about, you know, she's in this feature film and then when it's all done, just goes home, goes back to school, goes back to riding horses, the regular, you know, life.
Just a regular little girl, her mother said all this always happens when they're either on vacation or somewhere, and they just send them a tape. That's all you do. Oh, and they've just now switched talent agencies, and she's now with Take 3 Talent in New York City.
Really? Oh, wow. That's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal for somebody to take her on in New York.
Yeah.
That's where the big people are, you know?
Yeah. Wow. That's impressive. Boy.
Yeah, I was impressed but I can't believe. Started at 3, and by 4, heck, she was making her commercials.
Yeah. Already making a living, working at 4.
Yeah, and she went from prints to commercials to short films.
Jeez, that's a big
leap. And at 7, she booked her first feature film.
Yeah. It is so hard to advance. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, most people never make it in a lifetime, and they're 19, 20, and starving and doing waitress jobs because they can't get an audition, can't get a call. And this little girl has been busy ever since 3 years old.
She's kind of on the fast track. It's really, really cool.
She's on the fast track.
Wait.
And I imagine she's still as funny to her family as she was then. She's a beautiful little girl.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're keeping her grounded so that she doesn't kind of get all wrapped up in all the Hollywood nonsense. So, you know, they're kind of keeping her like, this is what you do over here, and then this is your regular life. And so that's kind of neat, too. You don't hear that very often.
And they live right here. She said, didn't move to Hollywood, didn't get caught up in that. And her family is just right here and, you know, working class people. And but her mother had to go and stay with her that 5 months while they filmed this movie in Austin.
Yeah.
She was on the set for 5 months.
Boy, I would imagine that would be very difficult to film a movie and still keep up with, like, schoolwork and studying and things like that. I would imagine that takes a lot of time.
Yeah, and they said when she wasn't on the set, her mother had her with the tutor studying to keep her grades up.
Wow.
And they didn't tell where she goes to school. But I would think she'd almost have to go to private school where she can miss school and still make it.
Yeah, you would think. Boy, that's really impressive.
Yeah, I mean, to do it all by herself, I mean, she's at 3 years old, she was so funny and so entertaining. They said, we've got to send a tape in on her.
I didn't realize that you didn't have to go and actually see people in person anymore. I thought that was just the
no,
way it
they
worked.
Don't do that. You send in your tape, and on this one to get this big audition, they did it right there in the hotel room. They just did a little video of her.
Wow, and that's all
and
it takes.
Got the call back. So they got the call back that they wanted her for the part.
Wow. That's cool. You know, sometimes don't they, and I don't travel in those circles, so I don't know. I just know what I see on TV and in the movies, but it seems like they used to, like they would, you know, call you back for a second round and then maybe a third round. And so if she just went from the first audition to like the actually getting the role, I don't know if that's how it works, but it sounds impressive. Sounds
that's
cool.
That's what she did. She got it off of a tape. I mean, she sent her tape in of her acting skills, and they got the call back. They wanted her.
Wow. And this is called Love and Death on HBO?
HBO, yes. It's showing now. Okay. So it's current, and it's a gory movie, I imagine. They might have took that part out where the women did that to each other. But it's really a good movie, I'm sure, because I know, you know, the town and all that was involved there. And so she's going to play the little girl. And I imagine it's really a superb movie.
Yeah.
If it's on HBO.
I would think so, too. They don't usually take on, like, little tiny projects. That's usually a big deal if it's on HBO. So, wow.
And we don't know what kind of money she's making. I'd be curious to know.
Yeah. I want to know, too. It's interesting. It'd be kind of funny if she was out making her folks.
That's what I was wondering. I didn't say it, but that's what I was wondering. They pay a lot for commercials for children.
Yeah, they do.
So there's no telling what she's made over the years.
Boy, you know, it used to be a while ago that, you know, if you had a major actor who was doing commercials, they would think, oh, wow, you're washed up. You're only doing commercials. But, man, from what I understand, that's where the big money is ads like that.
That is. I've heard some big stories about people getting several million for their ads.
Yeah. Wow. It's a big money moneymaker. Commercials are not just, you know, some little throwaway something. That's a big deal.
That's right.
And to start there.
So if you can get a major company to let you do their commercials, you're in.
Yeah, cool. Love and Death. We're going to look for that and take a watch. I bet that's fantastic. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Talk just for a second to remind us about the risks with an annuity, because I know we talk about life settlements a lot, but we don't really do much with risks for annuities. Is it because
the risk is very small?
Yeah.
Unless a life insurance company went broke, I think you're very safe because you're not directly in the stock market. You're inside an annuity. Your principal's always safe because it is a fixed index annuity. So I don't think there is a lot of risk on an annuity. If they accept you, you're going to make good money. And there's a little bit of qualification, but not a lot.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was going to ask about qualifications. I don't know how to ask this. Is there a reason why more people don't do annuities, or are there a lot of people doing annuities we just don't bring that much attention
There's
to
millions
it.
And millions of people a year doing annuities. You just don't know about it.
It's all under the radar.
It is. I mean, almost every life insurance company offers a different type of annuity, okay?
Oh.
So there's a million kinds of annuities that pay a different amount. We have another company that sent me a notice this week. Their fixed rate is 5.5 for the next 5 years.
Really?
So, yeah, so that's a really good fixed rate, 5.5. So anybody that older person that wants something like a CD, this is like that. It's a 5.5 fixed rate for the next 5 years.
Okay. Basically set it and forget it and just get your...
That is. You just forget it. You just get your coupons, so to speak. It just puts the money in your bank, in your annuity. you can draw it out or just leave it for the five.
And you don't have to be accredited like you do with a life settlement. If people do want to get into life insurance policies, stuff like that, you do have to be accredited. So what does that mean?
Okay, if you're accredited, you must make $200,000 a year or be worth $1 million without your house. Okay.
Right.
Now, if it's a joint policy, you would take both of their incomes, which would be $3 million to qualify. But if it's just a husband and it's an IRA, he has to make $200,000, or the couple together has to be worth $1 million. But most of ours are IRAs. We do IRA for the husband separate, then the wife. But if he's worth that much, you know she is too. So that works out. So and then the risk associated with it, there's risk in everything in life. Some have a tiny, tiny risk. Some have more. Your risk is if it goes over, you might have to pay premiums for several years. But in the last 2 years, we've turned anything down that has a high premium. We're not doing anything with high premiums. So this really helps. Those $5 million policy we recently did, the premium was 0.5%.
Wow.
It was so small. So we're looking at a lot of them right now that have very, very small premiums, which protect you.
Yeah. And that's another reason for people who may not have gotten into any new policies in a while by choice. That would be another advantage, is that now you're looking at policies that if it's got high premiums, you just kick it out. You don't even bother.
No, we're not even going to consider it.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. That's another reason. Okay. So for anybody that wants to get started, if they're not quite sure, do I want to do a life settlement? Do I want to do an annuity? Maybe people haven't really done anything yet and they're not really sure where to even start. What kind of a person is usually more drawn to annuities, and what type of person is usually drawn towards?
Usually the older person, very, very conservative, does annuities. The person that still wants to make more money than annuity pays, they're into life settlements. And they like that choice of every couple of years or 18 months or 24 months, whatever it is, getting paid. Okay. And we just roll it over, especially. They're mostly IRAs. We have some people that'll walk in and give us a check for $500,000 or $200,000. But most of them, it's a rollover of an IRA. It's a 401 rollover or a regular IRA, or it's a Roth. So that we do a lot of Roths, a lot of IRAs.
We should also probably remind people that, because you've had one of these happen, I think, in the last couple of weeks, somebody came to talk to you about maybe getting started. They didn't think that they were accredited, but in reality, they were, like, exceptionally more than accredited, right? They just forgot
more
about
it. More than qualified.
Yeah.
But he thought that you had to have $1 million cash in the bank. That's not true. You have to, if you don't make $200,000 a year, you have to have $1 million in assets. It doesn't have to be all cash. And he had more than enough. But we thought we were going to have to go to annuities. I was already going to switch him over. But I didn't have to. He is qualified big time. And people should always remember that. What are my qualifications? It's $200,000 in income per year, or it's $1 million without the house.
And when you say assets, you mean like literally everything except the house. I mean 401ks,
everything,
rental properties.
Value.
Yeah.
Businesses. We don't mean your dog and your cat, but your horse, yes. Your cattle, yes. They have to be of great value.
What about a show pig?
Unless it won, there you go. Pigs are good. Lambs are good. Goats are good. Those are all assets.
Wow.
Unless it won the Westminster Dog Show. That one would be worth a lot of money now.
Yeah, it would. Wow. Goodness gracious. All right. And so you got some good stuff on the horizon. You're looking at a $2 million policy that you're looking at right now?
Yes, and a $4
million.
So we should have some good policies going out in the next week and a half.
So if somebody wanted to come over and get started, about how long-ish would it take to actually get into a policy? Estimated.
I think about a week right now. It might not even be a week.
Well, that's pretty quick.
Yes.
Right. Cool.
Yes, I've got some people waiting right now. We're going to get them in a policy right away, okay?
All right. So for people who want to come over, get started, talk about things, maybe, you know, they want to get out of the stock market, they've had enough losses, they're looking at their portfolio, they're thinking, you know, we're just not making what we thought we had, we're worried about the future, anything like that. Do you have room this coming week to talk to some people who, if they make an appointment?
I do. I will have time this week to carefully go over everything, to talk to people.
Cool. And one last time, Faye, for people to call, get started, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.